For Connecticut Public Radio, I'm John Henry Smith. Monday is the day the casino resorts at Mohegan Sun and Foxwoods both reopen for business after weeks of shutdown due to the pandemic. Connecticut Governor Ned Lamont has been open about his displeasure at this development. We are pleased to be joined now by the chairman of the Mashantucket Pequot Tribal Nation, Rodney Butler. What has been your reaction to the governor calling the reopening of Foxwoods risky?
He's right in a sense. Foxwoods of old, 9 million square feet, 30,000 people a day, certainly would be a risky proposition in the new times that we're in, but that's not what we're doing. And so we feel like we've put forward a plan to mitigate the risk. Don't go with the perception of what casinos were. Let's focus on what we're doing, and you have to come and see it.
Rodney, I read you had a visit Wednesday from three state officials. Did that do anything to assuage some of these feelings?
It was Commissioner Siegel, Commissioner Lehman, and Commissioner Gifford.
Okay.
And so it was a nice cross-section of economic development, public safety, and health. Hopefully it was helpful. They visited Mohegan on Tuesday. They visited us yesterday. And we walked through with our experts the protocols that we're putting in place. And I think they were generally pleased with what they saw. And they'll be submitting some additional suggestions for us to consider. And I think we're going to be all right.
I know you've invited the governor himself to come out and see what's going on at Foxwoods. Are you disappointed that he still has not personally visited?
No, look, I'm not disappointed. I've spoken to him a couple of times, and I get it. There's a lot going on right now. He's got a state to worry about. I have a tribal nation to worry about, right? So I understand it. But what I do appreciate is that he's been open and more open as time goes on, as more information is shared. And I was just pleased to see that he sent his commissioners, and it seems like we're on the same page now, so it's good.
Well, I've heard a lot and read a lot about the precautions that Foxwoods will be making for the reopening. I ask you, how realistic are those precautions? And I ask you not from the standpoint of how realistic is it that you'll put these precautions up. I'm quite sure that you will. But I also am quite sure you saw the videos over the Labor Day weekend of all those people in various states who, once they got once they gave him an inch to go out on the beaches and the restaurants, they sort of took a mile, and all the social distancing and all the precautions seemed to go out of the window. So how realistic are these precautions, really?
Well, John, I great question, right? And I will say, my mother's from Ocean City, Maryland, and I've been on that boardwalk many, many times, and that picture scared me, right? And so that's not what we're doing. In fact, that's a great example of the furthest thing from what we're actually doing. And I think what's realistic for us is we are the governing body as a tribe. And so we're not the business that's trying to circumvent the regulations. We define the regulations, and we are the regulators. And so we hold ourselves at a much higher standard. And so that'd be like, Connecticut opening the Capitol and not holding to their own guidelines. And so that's the difference there. And again, what we've put in place is very similar to the state guidelines that have been put out for offices, for retail, and other industries, as well as what casinos around the nation and around the world are doing. We've consulted with experts that are operating in Asia now and have been doing so successfully for the last 2.5 months. We've also been talking with some of the facilities that have opened up across the country. I mean, literally 3 weeks ago, out of the 900-plus casinos in the country, there was, I think, one that was operating. That was in upstate New York, small class 2 tribal facility. And now hundreds have opened up. And so the more that opened up, we share best practices with each other. We say what works, what doesn't. How do you manage crowd control? Because that's the key in this, in managing capacity and taking care of all those touch points.
What happens if, despite your best efforts, coronavirus flares up or even explodes amongst the folks who turn out on June 1st or afterwards? What is the contingency plan then?
Well, look, we know what the bookend is of that, and that's shutting down again, right? Because we've done it. We've done it successfully. And we did it in advance of most people as far as making the adjustments, like I said, closing down busing and bingo and the like. And so we're going to monitor that again. We're going to be in constant communication with our local healthcare professionals, as well as with our own chief medical officer, and continue to track the data. And if there's spikes, and particularly in southeastern Connecticut, we're going to hear from Yale, and we're going to hear from Hartford Healthcare as we have throughout these the last few weeks in constant communication with them.
As you get set to reopen, has Foxwoods been on some sort of rehiring spree?
We had roughly 5,000 employees that were out of work. And so we are calling back about 1,500 of them in this first phase. So it certainly helped with the regional unemployment numbers, but we're still far off from where we should be. And again, it gives you perspective of the perception of what Foxwoods will be when it reopens. I mean, think about that. We're opening with about a third of the employees that we had going into this.
Well, for the employees who don't want to come back, who don't feel, who, you know, I'm sure they want to come back from a financial standpoint, from a camaraderie standpoint, but maybe they don't feel comfortable coming back. Will they still be able to collect unemployment?
Yeah, they'll be able to collect unemployment. What we found in calling back the 1,500 that we have, we were prepared for more people than not to say that, look, we just need more time, and we were okay with that. We're actually finding that the majority of our employees, I mean, north of 90%, like, were excited about coming back. And then once they walked through our protocols, I felt even better. I was walking to the property the last few days, and I have a very honest relationship with my employees. It's not like I'm walking through and they just tell me things that I want to hear, and they're not honest with me. I mean, they'll tell you right away if they don't like something. And it was really, really just impressive with the level of comfort that they had being in the facility, the excitement they had being back, and they were ready. So that was good.
About the reopening date of June 1st, Governor Lamont has said, even a couple of weeks makes a world of difference. That's a quote. Why not wait for the state's phase two reopening June 20th?
Well, you know, you have to look at what the state's phase two opening is prefaced on, right? And you have to look at the data. And the data says in the phase one opening, we can open large indoor facilities and we can do it successfully at 50% occupancy with minimal checkpoints, right? And so we feel like the guidance that's out there today, the establishments that are allowed to open today, we can work within that those same guidelines and do it safely and open.
Did I read correctly that Foxwoods anticipates operating at only about 30% capacity? And what will you do if demand to get in outstrips that threshold?
So what we're doing, we're actually using people counters, and we also have spacing on the exterior of the building. It's interesting. When you look at the other markets that have opened up, you actually see people that are lining up in the parking garages in their car or in the boulevard pulling in. And so we'll have people managing traffic. If there is traffic, we'll have people managing the touch points in the elevator for people coming into the building. And then we'll be counting every person in the building. And if we get to that capacity point, we'll have people hold off coming in until we can relieve some of that pressure. The other thing that we're looking at, and again, we're only opening two out of our six casinos that we have inside of Foxwoods. So we also have the ability to release the pressure valve and open up additional gaming floors if the volume is there.
What percent of Foxwoods' pre-pandemic revenue are you and the tribe banking on being able to reclaim in the next two or three months?
That's the great unknown in all of this. What I do know is that because we've been taking care of our employees and our health care and keeping the lights on in the building, we've burned through several million a week at Foxwoods. And so the goal is to get open safely, and slowly start acclimating ourselves, slowly start acclimating our patrons to this new normal. And so we have no expectations on the revenue side. And you know, it was interesting. One of the conversations I was having was with someone was about, you know, is this you're just trying to get ahead of everybody else opening, and what if we can coordinate with all the other states open at the same time so you don't have a competitive advantage or disadvantage? And I said to them, look, it's for us, it's not about trying to take advantage of a situation economically. For us, is we feel like we have put in the right procedures to do this and do this safely, and that's why we're opening. We wouldn't open otherwise.
It's been much talked about in regards to how you know, tribal nations across the country are suffering disproportionately during this time. How the Mashantucket Pequot Nation, how is it handling the pandemic so far?
That's the most important question, and that's where this starts, right? This isn't about a casino. This isn't about you know, one of the largest gaming operations in the world. This is about a tribe and our survival and our economy to assist with that survival. And so we have a casino because we have a tribal government that services all of my family members and provides health care and education and police and fire and all the likes, all the services that every municipality has. But those municipalities have the ability to tax. We don't. So we need these income generators to support ourselves. And for us, having it closed, double-edged sword, for two reasons. One, there's the funding that goes towards our government program and services has gone to a screeching halt. And two, many of my family members actually work at Foxwoods, and so of those that are working age. And so it's double-edged sword from an economic perspective, and it's it's been challenging. But the most important part in that, because of the region that we're in and because of the precautions that we've taken, we've had literally one case of COVID, confirmed case of COVID in the entire population, and it wasn't on the reservation. It was a family member that was living outside of the reservation. And so, we're fortunate in that we have our health and everyone's doing well, despite the economic challenges. And we know that we'll get through this on the other end.
Well, that's great to hear. Ronnie Butler, thank you so much for the time and good luck.
John, appreciate you. Thank you so much.